T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ and Jamie. Also, the Odyssey app, which you put on your phone, and we go everywhere you go. It's currently, what, 21?
It is 21 degrees outside.
Going to be nice today. It's going to be spring, like they say, so around 60 for a high.
Very nice.
Next few days, same thing. I've got a couple of stories here if you want to hear them.
Oh, I love story time with BJ.
I think they're interesting, okay? Remember, okay, a couple of days ago, you and I brought up pirates?
Yes.
All right. On this show, and I don't know why this happens, but Jamie and I can bring up the most random thing there is in the world. And a few days later, usually the next day, you'll see a story about it that makes the news.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
We have this weird thing.
It's a weird intuition or coincidence, well, whatever you want to call it.
We were talking about, because Jeff Bezos' ship had just been seen for the first time. And I said, I don't know if I'd want such a high profile, vessel, because there's pirates.
Pirates.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure he has, some kind of defense on it, but still, I'd be scared of that.
2023, this is on Texnado. 2023 and there's pirates? Come on, guys. We even got that on that day,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
What?
Pirate story.
Oh, what?
A major shipping lane has been attacked again by pirates. There's a ship that's missing. This ship is a cargo cruiser. Or cruise cargo, whatever it's called. And all 16 members of the ship are locked in a safe room on the ship. And the pirates have it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Where is this?
They don't know where it's at.
Like Congo or something?
No, New Guinea.
Oh, New Guinea.
New Guinea.
Right.
But they took over the ship. They got on the ship armed with guns and took over the ship. The crew ran to the safe room, locked themselves in.
I didn't know they had a safe room.
They're inside the safe room right now as we speak, and they can't come out because the pirates have the ship.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that crazy?
That's crazy.
But I'm just crazy that comes up.
It's right after you and I. Wackadoodle, man. Yeah, crazy. Uh-huh. Hold on, I'm looking at pirate jokes.
Just trying to save it.
Top 20 pirate jokes.
I can tell that one didn't impress you.
Well, it's fine.
But I'm thinking about these 16 people, man. Can't you just imagine they're locked in like a refrigerator or something on board this ship and they can't come out, can't do anything because pirates are walking around the ship with guns?
What's the pirate's favorite part of a song?
The hook?
Yeah! How'd you know that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm a pirate at heart.
Oh my God. That was really good. That was impressive. Yeah. Wow. Okay.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
R.
You'd think it's the R, but it'd be the C, matey.
Well, that was dumb.
You just ruined it.
It'd be the sea, matey.
Yeah, because the sea, because they sail on the sea, so the C is their favorite letter instead of R.
Oh, we got it.
Misdirection.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, we'll put those up.
All right, got another story.
Yeah.
All right, you see this? A woman. We've been talking about this too, and here we go again. Remember the AI thing, disguising a voice, scamming people, all that.
Yep.
A person did it with Elon Musk's voice.
I saw this.
Scammed a woman who's the principal of a school. She writes a $100,000 check from the school to Elon Musk.
Yeah,
or at least she thinks she does.
I saw that.
And she was going to get a kickback from Elon Musk of what? Millions of dollars for the school.
Right. So I don't understand. So he asked her, this AI that sounds like Elon, asked her to send money.
$100,000.
She did it.
Here's the story.
A school principal resigns after the school board says she wrote a $100,000 check to someone pretending to be Elon Musk.
And there's no doubt that Dr. McGee has done absolutely amazing things for the last 12 years in that school.
Albert Amalfitano is the Burns Science and Technology Charter School Board Chair. Today, he reflects on the mark left by former principal Dr. Jan McGee. She stepped down shortly after she signed that check.
It's a tough story to kind of believe, and if that's the case, you know, it's then she was really, really, really scammed.
She claims it was written in hopes of receiving $6 million in return for the school. However, Amalfitano says she signed off without telling anyone.
That's kind of like, kinda, you know, a little shady as far as I'm concerned, but the investigation is going to tell everything.
Sounds like he doesn't believe her. That she took the money herself.
Well, it sounds like that he thinks that she was going to take some of the millions is what it sounds like to me.
Like she was in it for herself only. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Man, and she's a PhD.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I guess she had 12 outstanding years performance-wise at school, but now she's resigned. She wasn't fired. She resigned. I guess the firing was coming. You can hear it in his voice, though. He's not buying it, is he?
Something's a little, yeah. I think he's just irritated. Like, are you stupid?
She wrote a $100,000 check thinking she's going to get $6 million from Elon Musk. Now, first of all, if Elon Musk called me, I wouldn't even know what his voice is.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because they say there's no connection between her and Elon, except for asking for money.
Well, and don't we all know if anybody asks you for money to get money, you never do it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the oldest scam in the book, right?
You know what? I believe him. I think this woman is a scammer.
What do you mean?
I think she was trying to get some money for herself.
Of the millions?
Yeah.
Because she didn't clear with anyone. Well, she didn't tell anyone about it.
Not only that, she's a very smart woman.
Yeah,
okay?
She has a PhD.
PhD.
Yeah.
And you're going to send $100,000 of the school's money, and your kickback's going to be $6 million? Now.
I know. That's because, you know, it's like when some guy from Nigeria, right, he writes us.
Yeah.
And he says, hey, listen, you've won $8 million, but you need to send me $250,000 to get it, to pay the taxes on it or whatever. Right? You don't. I mean, how does a PhD do that?
Yeah, there's something going on here. I'm not buying her story either. I think she's a crook.
She might be.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ, Jamie, morning show. Rockies play tonight. It's opening day, but it's in San Diego, so it's not really opening day here. That'll be next week, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah, well, it happened last year too, didn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. They started on the road last year too.
Here's what they often do, I think. Now, I don't know this for a fact. Spadil might know more than me because he's more of a baseball fan, but I think they take the crappy teams and put them on the road.
But San Diego's crappy.
Huh?
No, San Diego's good.
No, they're good.
Oh, they are?
They're really good.
Oh, I thought you guys were just talking and said they were crappy.
No. We said the Rockies. They're crappy. Okay. But yeah, San Diego's good. But don't they take the crappy teams and stick them on the road for opening day?
No, they usually kind of just do an every other year thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. Well, nevertheless.
Now, I heard like a commercial that we played here on the Radio Ranch where they're like going to make it more exciting, bigger, this, and all this stuff. Like they're going to make it better. Or something.
They did have a lot of rule changes going into this year, and that should make it more exciting for like the casual fan. The biggest thing is they added a pitch clock. So now pitchers have 20 seconds to make their pitch, and the batters can't like stop the clock anymore. So that'll cut down like a lot of time. Just like dead time.
So no more crotch grabbing?
No more crotch grabbing. No more like waving your hand in the air. No, none of that stuff.
None of that adjusting.
Yeah.
None of that stuff.
They fix the glove and all
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to, you know, run your hand up and down that
bat. I don't know if I want 20 seconds to throw a pitch, especially if it's like, you know, two and three. That'd be scary.
Yeah. They have one rule. Now, I don't know that much about it, and we're not a sports station, but they have one rule that they've put in that I don't really care for. Now, if they go into extra innings, are you aware of this, Jamie? If they go into extra innings, they start with a man on second base.
Well, that's dumb.
Really? They've been doing that for a couple of years, though.
That's dumb. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying that that's a rule they've put in that I don't really care for.
Well, they were tired of these games that had, like, they would go to extra innings, and then sometimes it would be, like, 20 extra innings. So they're trying to get rid of that
stuff.
Yeah,
but just putting a guy on second base.
You are a professional baseball team. I don't care if it takes 3 days to finish the game. It doesn't matter. You don't take a guy and stick him. You fudge. That's fudging, okay? You don't stick a guy on second base just to set it up so that they can score faster. That seems like to me that cheapens the game.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of the rule either, but the biggest problem are that people, the MLB is hemorrhaging fans, right? Like, their people just aren't watching baseball.
That's
not
going to bring them back, though.
I agree, but their biggest complaint is that the games are too long, so they're just trying to make all these new rule changes that shorten the games.
Yeah, but I'm with BJ. It doesn't change how I feel about baseball.
Yeah. Exactly.
It makes me hate it more.
If you were going to get more people to come in and watch the game, and you want to create more and the game be over quicker, why don't you just put a guy on second every inning?
Or load them up.
Start out the game with the loaded bases. There you go. Just load up the bases every inning.
The only that way baseball you've got... game is the. Have you seen that team that's hilarious? That like they do dances and stuff. Have you guys seen them like the Alabama Zoo people or something?
Oh, it's like a minor league team. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Have you seen them?
No.
Oh my God, they're so fun. That's the only
who
baseball.
Are they?
I forgot their names, but they're like.
It's like a joke. Yeah.
Are you sure that's not a movie you've been watching?
No,
or something?
It's a real baseball team, and it's the only ones I watch.
And they dance.
They do. Oh my God, and they're good. Yeah, they came out yesterday. I watched one of the games, and they all came out, and they all did like a whole dance. It was really good. They're amazing. Hello?
Fidel, do you have any idea what
this
she's talking about?
You know what this is? You know, this is like the aunt. You didn't believe that my aunt gave aunt. There was an aunt that died on my countertop, and two other aunts came over and gave it CPR. And BJ didn't believe me, but then we found an article where
not,
it says that aunts do come and rescue their fallen soldiers.
No, this is not like that. The aunt story, I didn't believe. Okay.
But then
this story, it's not that I don't believe it. I'm trying to figure out what the hell you're talking about. I do believe that you watched yesterday some team come out and do a little did a dance.
Yeah.
And they're famous or whatever. Yeah. I'm just trying to figure out who in the heck you're talking about because I don't know.
Are you talking about this video, the Savannah Bananas?
Well, I mean, they do lots of videos.
Yeah.
And it is the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
That's their names. And they're worth watching.
The Savannah Bananas.
And they're fantastic.
And they dance.
They have really good social media videos.
Do you have any music from the Savannah Bananas?
Here's what they're dancing. Don't be happy in the line. Don't stop. Be at peace because you know I got a
shell. Fergie Ferg, give me love you long time. Well, the Rockies should be doing this.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, that would bring more fans. That's better than a man on second in the 10th inning, Spadell.
I'm telling you, you guys got to follow the Savannah Bananas.
I want to be a banana fan.
Follow them because they're amazing.
Wow.
The Savannah Bananas.
I'm a new fan. Yeah, I like that music.
It's the only baseball that's good.
BJ and Jamie.
Panels 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Is it okay to talk about this weightlifter?
I think so.
I think it is, right?
As long as we say, I think alleged, right? Well, it happened to me, and yeah.
No. I'm talking about the weightlifter out of Canada.
Not that. I was like,
I don't want to really get involved.
But I mean, we were just talking about it off the air.
That's why I
thought you were talking about that, because we were just talking about him off the air.
No, because that's an ongoing thing.
Yeah.
On the backside, after it's completed, somebody's arrested, maybe.
Yeah, better
but,
be.
But no, I'm talking about that weightlifter up in Canada that's... I think he's just trying to spoof what's going on in the world. Does that make sense?
It does. Well, go ahead and tell everybody what happened.
All right. In Canada, they had a weightlifting competition for women. A couple of years ago, maybe even 18 months ago, a person that's trans came in and won the competition and set a new record. Okay? Guy that trans to a woman is a weightlifter and won the competition and set a new record. Okay?
Which is completely fair.
Okay, so, well, the other women in the competition did not think it was fair.
Oh, I did.
All right, so a guy, this is not about how you feel about this,
I'm
okay?
I'm just saying, I think it's...
So a dude, the competition came around again just this past couple of days. So a guy who literally looks like a Bulgarian or Russian or German weightlifter, I mean, the guy is huge, Jamie.
Okay.
He put on his application that he's a woman.
That he identifies as a woman?
Yeah, he identifies.
That he identifies as a woman. So they couldn't deny him. He goes in and smashes, I mean absolutely smashes, the trans person's record that they set 18 months ago. And the trans person, along with community, is really mad at this guy.
You know, I'm this is all getting so complicated to
me. Isn't that wacky, though?
Yeah,
and it's obvious that the guy did it to prove a point.
Right. And I think, and this is just me, and don't get mad at me or whatever, but I'm going to say it out loud, and I'll probably get canceled or something. But I feel like it needs to be its own category at this point.
I would agree with you.
You know, I think this point, it's just getting so wacky. You know? And I mean, and this guy now, like, just as a jab, he identifies as a woman, even though he doesn't. He's just being a, you know, that guy.
And more people are going to start doing these kind of things.
Yeah,
too,
exactly. It's just getting kind of whack-a-doodle-doo.
It is whack-a-doodle-doo. Yeah, it really is. And if you're a woman, an athlete that you've trained for years and years and years and years, you got to be shaking your head, don't you?
Well,
like, whoa, what the hell's going on here?
It's not fair.
What's going on here?
It's just, that's why I'm saying, and I'm sure somebody's going to be mad about that. And if you are trans, I apologize if you're mad about that, but maybe you agree with me. I don't know. But maybe it's its own category. I don't know.
I don't know either.
You know? Because yeah, I get category. That if I'm transgender, if I get that I am now a man, right? Okay, let's pretend I'm a man. Look, I want to be treated equally as a man. I want to hit off the same tee box that you do because now I'm a man and I want to be treated like a man, right? That's what I am because I've done all the hormones and everything. So I get that you want to participate equally, but the problem is it is just not equal.
Yeah.
You know, because I wouldn't hit it as far as you.
Caitlyn Jenner claims that she hits from the men's tees.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, and so that's
because
fair.
Because she felt like that when she played other women, that it wasn't fair.
Well, that's
that
good.
She was hitting
like
the ball
that.
So much further.
Right.
And she said that she plays from the men's team.
Which are, in case you don't know, they're further back from the hole.
Right,
so,
right.
So I like that she does that, see, because she gets it.
Man, this has become such a big issue, though, that, you know, that the people are participating in sports that you weren't biologically, you know, supposed to play years ago.
Well, and it's even hard for us as broadcasters to talk about it because we have to do this dance and this tippy-toeing and don't piss off anybody and say the right things and, you know, whatever.
Okay. Have we done that?
I feel like that I did that. Yeah, I think I did a
good
job.
Did I do that?
Not really. You just was like, oh.
Well, I feel like I probably were more a little bit more sensitive about it than you were. I feel like that you might have been the person that crossed the line.
I don't think that there was a line crossed. I think I actually explained it quite well. Yeah. I think you were like, whoa.
I think if I became a woman tomorrow, identified that way.
Well, you already have the boobs for it.
I see what I mean? See how insensitive you are?
What did I do?
Because that's not fun.
I just meant that you don't have to get that breast augmentation.
If I identified as a woman tomorrow, I'd certainly take advantage and play from the red tees.
You would?
Yeah, I think
see,
I would.
See, but that's not, you're not doing it right, you know? That's, no. Because you know you're going to out drive me.
Exactly.
Did you see that? This one's funny. Yeah. Did you guys see that a sorority is actually suing the college because they've allowed transgenders to join their sorority?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were men or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just don't feel comfortable. But I'm like, man, that's a good... You know what? If I was a woman, I'd be like, I'm a man, and I'd go into the fraternity.
In the fraternity
yeah,
house.
Yeah, I'd just... be like seeing wieners everywhere.
Okay. Well, the insensitive thing, you just won. Yeah, you just topped me, and I'm really happy about that. Because I can walk out of here now feeling like you're going to get more trouble than I am.
Why? Right. Yeah. I mean, I think
because you threw the word wiener in there.
I know, but I
in
think
this
a,
conversation.
A lot of people would agree with that, right? Like go into a fraternity.
I'm yeah.
Like,
well, a lot of people would agree. They just wouldn't say it.
Right.
Okay,
right.
See, that's
sword
where you...
Sword fights!
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.